Love.
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 Sex.
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 Damnation.
Dance.
The marker.
Danger.
Darkness.
Demarkrabe.
Discount. Discount.
Daru.
Desperados.
Destruction.
This is the LSD Cast, India's first podcast about love, sex, and dating.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is that time again where Rogue and Prey meet for another episode of LSD.
To entertain you, to educate you, and yeah, that's it. That's what we're here for.
That's what we do. We do E&E, entertain and educate.
Yeah, and I've been using this as a keyword in the iTunes description for the podcast, which is the intimacy coach. We're here to like be your intimacy coaches because this is clearly the new hot catchphrase for what we're doing. It used to be agony aunt, but psh, screw that. We are intimacy coaches now with no training, but you know.
I see.
Oh,
I see. I mean, like... intimacy coach, I see.
This, people, is also the man who just, yes, deared me before we started recording because he knows it drives me bonkers.
Dear.
Oh.
Come on, dear. Let's get on with the show.
Anyway, yes, let's do. So yesterday, it occurred to me that baby doll is a really strange term of endearment. Has anybody ever called you baby doll?
That's a great question.
The answer is yes, isn't it?
Yes, I think so, yeah. I have been called baby doll.
Right. But just think about it. It is a very creepy thing. Why would anybody want to be anybody's baby doll?
Absolutely. And you know, it's funny, speaking of creepy, I went to someone's house yesterday and I swear to God, there was a little doll, baby doll, in a mini, teeny mini wheelchair.
What?
No, yeah, I did like double and triple takes because I was like, holy shit.
A wheelchair or a pram? Like a stroller?
It was a freaking wheelchair. I was like, that is the creepiest shit I would have ever seen. Like, I did not just a double but a triple take.
I'm snorting with laughter. That is right. I don't think anybody in my life is now going to be baby doll again. That's just so creepy. Oh.
It was definitely a creepy, creepy baby doll.
Yeah, yeah. It's all Sunny Leone's fault, I believe.
Hey, why would you say that? No, it's not.
Because, just depending on anyway. Because of the song.
No, Sunny Leone didn't do baby doll. It was that Shefali chick.
No. Come on. Ragini MMS is Sunny Leone. Psh, never mind. Just drop it.
Baby doll? Okay.
You're wrong. I'm right.
Really?
Everybody knows this. You don't have to Google it now. Stop it. Just take my... Listen to your big sister. Okay?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Rogue is right. Yeah, damn. I've been out of the scene for a while, man. I have no idea what's going on.
Well, you can refresh your memory on our Twitter feed or on Facebook. I'll post the link after this episode is. It's a really catchy song. It's really stupid, but it's really catchy.
Lovely.
So I have a couple of friends who are really not into Bollywood at all. And so I take it upon myself to, keep them up to date on what's going on, not just in the world of relationships, love, sex, dating, and sex toys, but also about what's happening in Bollywood. And I sent them this song and one of them was like, my baby doll sone di, like what, this world is of aluminium and I am a golden baby doll? What is going on in our world? It's catchy.
It's true. But listen, you most of hip hop is like that.
Most of hip hop is about
like these hoes ain't loyal, and you know, like women are like, you know, like so passionately humming those lyrics. I mean, like, oh my God, do they even know what they're saying? Most of hip hop is like that. It's so stupid, so dumb.
It is pretty stupid,
but it's so catchy.
And do you remember that Prodigy song story of yours?
Oh my God, snap my picture.
You should tell everybody, come on.
So when this song came out, it was, of course, a rage. And I was at a random house party because that's how we partied back in the day. And so this song came on and my buddy was like, you know, singing out the lyrics. And I was just like listening to him and I'm like, dude, what are you singing? And he's like, snap my picture, snap my picture. And I was like, buddy, it's smack my bitch up. Get with the program.
I prefer snap my picture, honestly. It's a better, more PG and makes more sense anyway.
True. Sometimes.
All right, listen, we are like rambling. People, we have a show for you. And today we're going to talk about...
We're going to talk about backgrounds and sometimes how that interferes in a relationship between two people.
That's right. So, you know, we're going to talk Kashmir ki Kali meets modern day love, sex and dating in India. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you can pause this podcast now and either watch Kashmir ki Kali or some of the songs are great and find it on YouTube or something, or at least read the Wikipedia summary, okay?
Or just come back after the short break.
We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Michael Burns from Tall Tales Takeaway, India's first storytelling podcast where we feature true stories by people just like you. Find us anywhere where podcasts are found.
And we're back. It's your favorite siblings, Prem and Rogue, here to navigate the uncharted waters of love, sex and dating in the Desi scenario. Prem, tell us who's written to us.
Oh, yeah. So we have a question that's been written in by Ekta.
Love.
And
danger.
Now, Ekta finds herself in a bit of a dilemma. Which is great because you came to the right place. So Ekta writes in saying that she has been dating this guy for 3 years. And of course, it's no secret between the families that, of course, you know, it's heading towards getting it's so serious that they're going to get married. So as they are prepping to, you know, figuring out the date, Shubh Muhurat and all that, she has started to realize that she's getting a lot of pushback from his parents' side, which is making her realize that once she is married, she doesn't want to be in a position where suddenly her actions have become very restrictive. Now, she points out that they, of course, are both from a middle-class background, but she feels that even though he's, you know, well-educated and all that, his parents have a very primitive way of thinking. And she has been noticing that he is more and more giving in to what his parents want her to do.
Whoa.
So these are small things that are now like building into like bigger things, which are causing a bit of tension. And she can tell that, you know, the friction is now beginning to happen. So what she wants to know is that according to all the Hindi films she's seen where, you know, two lovers, they finally make it and love conquers all. But at the same time, will this love that they both share see everything through and will it conquer everything even though they have such different backgrounds? But she's also really scared because realistically it can go really south. And she's also seen in Hindi movies how badly the girl starts getting treated once the marriage is done.
So she's asking us which Bollywood ending she's going to have. Hey, all Bollywood endings are happy endings.
Yeah, she's asked us which Bollywood movie does she star in.
Oh my God, okay, fine. All right, Ekta, you know, 3 years is a long time to be together with somebody and then find out that their parents are more conservative than you think.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've seen this, you've seen this, Prem, in our families, in friend circles, where people have been married into very different scenarios from what they were brought up in, and it can be a hard adjustment because,
but you know, there's a big difference between like when you're dating someone for even 2-3 years and then when you're tying the knot. You know, they always say that you really get to see the real person in their true light once you are actually married.
True.
And so I can't hold it against her that it's been 3 years. So I'm pretty sure that they haven't lived together.
Yeah.
And, now this is still very new to Ekta.
Yeah. So, this is when shit gets real, basically, is when commitments and obligations and families start interfering. Because the truth is that in our country, in our society, there is no... Like, how in America, individuality is celebrated. People who get married pay for everything themselves and decide their own vows and their own venues, while here it's such a collaborative give-and-take thing where both right. sides and their entire khandan is involved in decision-making. And like she said, the little things start to become noticeable. Like, things that were isolated incidents in 3 years now may be coming really fast and furious because so many decisions are being made and so much interference is happening. And if she's seeing that her partner is not pushing back, it's giving her a room to pause. But yeah, so this is what I was talking about with Kashmir Ki Kali. Do you remember the movie at all?
Or no.
Were you too young?
No.
It's one of our father's favorite movies, and it's got great songs. So the deal is that this rich playboy falls in love with the Shikara girl in the Dal Lake.
I just remember one song. Kahin aur kisi se mohabbat na ho jaye. That's all I remember.
And Kashmir ki kali hu main.
Really? Thanks. I didn't know.
No? Kashmir ki kali hu main, mujhse na rooto babuji. Anyway, stupid stuff.
Wow, wow.
But it's like this whole ridiculous love story. And then they live together. I mean, she's dirt poor, but very beautiful. And he's this rich playboy. Do they adjust? In our society, the girl does all the adjusting. So sure, we assume they had a happy ending. And but in real life, not so much. Just the other day, I was talking to our aunt about somebody who it was an arranged thing, but yeah. with a courtship period. And this girl, they were all very taken by the boy who came from overseas, wooed this girl, like really swept her and her family off her feet. They loved her. They loved the family. So she got married and moved overseas. And it's been a year and she's moved back because essentially she got there and she found they were more regressive than progressive. They had caveats about when she needed to come back, how she wanted to dress.
Wow. So moved back as in marriage over?
Oh, yeah. They're in the stages of divorce. Her mom had to go and get her from India.
Wow.
And they had restrictions on whom she could go out with, how long she could go out. They made her stop going to work.
Ugh.
And the mother's argument was, why didn't you say any of this stuff before the marriage happened? Like, if you had all these conditions and you didn't want her the way she was, why didn't you say so? But Ekta, this is the point I'm making to you, is that it's not their onus to tell you what their expectations are as much as it's your responsibility to find out what they expect of you.
Basically, Ekta needs to hold the bull by the horns and actually address her husband-to-be and actually ask some really hard questions and be prepared to get some really harsh answers. And that would decide whether this is something that is really worth getting into or not. But you know what, Rogue? I don't know. It's so easy for us to say that. It's so easy for us to say that you've been with someone for 3 years. Okay, if it's going to be that bad, then okay, you know what? I'll back out and that's the end of that. It's so easy to say that. But someone in those shoes, it's a huge decision to make. I mean, it's almost like a runaway bride kind of scene. Maybe that's the movie that Ekta will be starring in. And plus, 3 years is a lot of investment in time, energy, commitment to just walk yeah. away from. I mean, it's not that easy. I mean, clearly, it's shown in films, but in reality, it's very difficult to actually do that.
Oh, of course. Anybody who's ever had to break up with anybody, even for like major things, when there's like even infidelity or something that's a huge deal breaker, knows that it's really hard to walk away. When something seems like it's not even your partner's fault, but like extended things, I'm sure it's really hard. And Runaway Bride, part of the problem was she didn't know who she was, no, in the film.
Mm.
Not so much about what other people were doing.
Ekta, do you know who you are?
Yeah, and you know, this is really what it boils down to, is like, how much are you willing to adjust, which is like our favorite word in India, accommodate and ride through. But I do think you have to ask the difficult questions and figure out where you stand and really try to make a decision with your head and your heart rather than just your heart. Don't fall into the trap of love will conquer all and we'll be fine. Because if stuff is niggling at you now and you feel like your partner's not standing up for you as compared with his parents, I've been there. And I feel a great deal of empathy because it's not going to change.
Unless you bring your partner on board and you guys are on the same page, that means that you've already discussed this thing with him. So if you haven't already discussed that, then of course that should be your step number one, is to sit down with your partner and have a very open and frank chat and make him aware of, you know, that your fears and what your reservations are. And, you know, he will probably, hopefully, see through it. And maybe he's one of those cool guys who'd be like, you know what, just, you know, my parents are backward, but it doesn't matter to me. Let's just keep them happy. Once we're married, you know, we're going to be living on our own and things are going to be very different. I mean, in an ideal situation, I hope that's exactly what happens.
Yep, I hope so. I mean, you know this guy well, you trust him, you obviously love him, you've been with him for a long time. So hopefully he gets your fears and reservations. It might take a few conversations. Do it gently, don't attack him. I'm sure you've already talked to him about stuff, but maybe a more serious scheduled conversation about like how this is going to set the tone for your future. And in life, you don't want to be the bahu who has issues with the mother-in-law because the husband is constantly like doing turns between them or steps out completely and says this is women's issues. So look after yourself and step up for yourself and get your partner to stand up for yourself, for you as well. Sorry.
That's right. So Ekta, you heard it here on LSD Cast. I hope this advice works for you and please write in and let us know what happens. We would really appreciate it.
Yes, please. Yeah, and good luck. Good luck. Good luck. And congratulations on the upcoming wedding. We hope you don't have to pull a runaway bride at all. Ever.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to take a quick break and we will be back.
Find the LSD Cast online on Twitter and Facebook and on iTunes and the Google Play Store.
So we're back and, you know, Rogue was asking me if either I have or do I know someone who's been through something similar where you're in a relationship, everything is good, but then you break away and apart from each other based on like different socioeconomic backgrounds or religion. And this actually happened to a really, really close friend of mine who was very invested in this guy. And so was he. They were dating for about 2 years. And, you know, they were about to move in together, or they actually did live together for a little while. And that's when she started interacting with his parents. And, you know, of course, she had a great rapport with the father, but the mother was like super religious, like very Christian. And, you know, soon she realized that her boyfriend was basically kind of giving in to everything his mom was saying.
Oh.
And soon there was a rift between, you know, her and her boyfriend because of this reason. And slowly, slowly, she started seeing a change where he was actually whipped by the mom. And there was one incident where there was an argument that broke up between my friend and his mother. And he totally took his mom's side. And it became very clear to her that if this is how he's going to be now, then what's the point of continuing? Mm. Because he's going to be...
Wow, that must have been a big deal, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. But, this, you know, this is, again, something that's not uncommon. This happens a lot. So I want to ask the listeners, like, when it comes down to it, would you choose, like, someone's background or religion over something as pure as love? Like, what would you do?
You know, I don't know if people make that choice, yeah, lightly, but clearly to this friend of yours, her partner, tradition and his mom were more important. And I'm glad she found that out before the wedding.
Yes.
Which is
a blessing.
So there's the parallel with Ekta. So Ekta, these things do happen.
Yeah. And these are the times when you got to be really strong and really have some self-belief and know that there's something out there which is, you know, really for you, which is truly going to make you happy. And don't give in too soon. That's my advice to you.
And a fulfilled human being, like a full person, an individual.
All right. So on that happy note, Rogue and I have to bid farewell. But not for very long, because we will see you guys soon.
Yep, we'll be back next week. Same time, same place, same bat signal. And you can find us before that on Twitter, Facebook, at LSDcast, or email us at lsdcast@sonalog.com.
All right. Ta-ta, guys.
See you next week. Bye.
You've been listening to the LSDcast, where it's all about love, sex, and busy dating, with your hosts, Prem and Ru. A Sonalog production.